Hey, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, and 3. Hi, everybody. It is Friday. I am Veronica Charnel. Welcome to the Lady Boss Show. Thank God you're here. Thank God I'm still here in the land of the living. I hope you enjoyed your 4th of July holiday, 4th of July weekend, and you should be back in your normal daily activities, right? In your normal routine, unless you're getting ready to go out of the country, out of town, because we're still in this summer season flow. But for those of you who have children, have you noticed the back-to-school signs, the school supplies coming when you go walk into Walmart and it's right there in front of you? It's that time. After a while, we're going to see Halloween stuff. Then you're going to see Thanksgiving stuff and Christmas all balled up in one. They're just constantly throwing stuff out. But the season and the days and the weeks are moving fast, and God is still faithful to my season. Saints, how are you? I had to take me a little break myself, which everybody needs to do. Got to take a little break, give your time to your body, your mind, right? Time to recruit and time to come up with some more fresh ideas. And sometimes you just need to have that moment in that season. Let me just pause. I got this Apple Watch has the mindfulness. I don't know if any of you know that app that's on the watch. And you can take time to pause and reflect. Then you can take time and do breathe in and breathe out. What a feeling. It's a tremendous help. I mention it on my show because I want you guys to look into it. I want you to also look into the app called Calm and see if that will help you set the atmosphere. Because sometimes we get so busy and we get so worked up, we forget to stop. It's okay to stop. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to go on vacation. It's okay not to do anything sometimes. The problem comes in is when you're lazy, you get complacent, you get stuck. You can't do that because you're working and you're building for your future. And so if you're into something that's not going to help you long term, like after retirement age, long term, don't get into it. This is what I'm talking about will help you right now. Taking a break, breathing in, like laying on your back out in the sun. I'm setting the atmosphere. Can you tell it? And just 2 minutes of breathing in and breathing out. You will be surprised how you feel when you are done. And just let the sun hit your body for 2 minutes direct sunlight. If you're like me, you can't be in direct sunlight for so long because something still happened other than getting a tan. But vitamin D is bae. It's needed. It's necessary. So listen, everybody. You know we're going to get into the music flow. Let me also mention, I'm pissed like you are with the student loan. Everybody who has a student loan should be pissed at the United States like I am. Yes, I am. I didn't like the Supreme Court decision. I know you know about it. Biden is supposed to come up with another plan. I heard that it's supposed to be offering a more leniency where it wouldn't impact your credit report so fast if you're not able to make payments. It's supposed to start back up in like October or November. You should also be able to do income-based payment, but a lot of people are saying, I just don't have the money right now to pay. Everything is high. I'm seeing reports of inflation percentage in it's supposed to be going down. So tell me something, people. Why am I noticing in these retail stores a price change is not going down, it's still going up? What's up with that? And what would really be awesome if the gas stations would set the mood by putting gas back to $1.25, $1.19 like it was in 1999. Hunch, yeah. Wouldn't that be beautiful once more and again? We're going to get into the music flow, and I'll be back after that. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Okay, I haven't done empowerment moment for a while. If you're just tuning in, well, welcome to the Lady Boss Show. I was looking at something real quick. I'm Veronica Chanel. Thank you for keeping it locked to Soar Radio. I want to do empowerment real quick. Real quick, I want to share something. I just want to remind the people of God. And that, you know, whether you are in church or not in church, I still want to remind you, okay? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, King James Version says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." The mind is an old saying. Commercials, it's an old saying. There's some commercials from back in the day when I was younger. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. It really is. This is a battleground. We all heard it's the battleground for satanic attacks. Because if he messes with your mind, if he can get a hold of your mind, he will stabilize you. He will disarm you. He will cause you to stop being productive and to turn around, about face, and face him. He will try to trick you and make you think of a doctrine that's not a part of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. He will have you questioning. He'll have you turn against people without a cause. He'll have you hate people without a cause. He'll have you shed innocent blood without a cause. All these things occur from the mind. And God here, the Lord here, the individual that spoke of Philippians, Apostle Paul. If it's not Apostle Paul, seasoned saints, you can pat my hand later. But I'm going to remind you, I'm not a theologian. I was thinking about the other scripture, but then when I thought about, the Lord gave this to me about the mind. It took me to Philippians. Our mind is a reflection of what's going on in our heart. And our actions is a reflection of what's going on in our heart and our mind. What we're thinking about, what we talk about, is what we have thought about. How you express yourself is because you thought about everything comes and flows from your mind. When you want to go to work, you go to work. You think about going to work. Or you be like, I don't want to go to work. I think I may call in. You think you want to call in because you don't feel like being bothered today. Everything comes from the mind. From your hairstyle to your fashion, it's your mind. Wanting to serve God, it's your mind. Like, I made my mind up that I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. This life is something else. Thank God for life. But because of our cousin, Adam and Eve, there's something called trials and tribulations that we get hit with because of sin. Flesh stinks, but with the Holy Ghost, it can be sanctified. Our mind can be sanctified too with a good fight. And how we fight? By reflecting on the word of the Lord. So I come to remind you to build up your strength. I was praying for the people of God because the devil always got to fight somebody who knows and who sees. The knowing is awareness. He would rather have us be stupid and not know and not have knowledge. My people perish, the Bible said, because of the lack of knowledge. Read, the Bible says, study my word, which gets in your mind, it gets in your heart, it gets in your lifestyle. Now, workmen needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. As we read, it penetrates our mind, it penetrates our heart. And even though I may not be perfect and you may not be perfect either, it's still that thy word, Lord, have I hid in my heart. So it will help me that I might not. Even when I want to knock somebody the hell out. Even when I want to cuss you out. That word needs to kick in so it'll help me to think about another set of vocabulary and a lyric. Y'all know I got a way with words. I like to make you laugh too. I have a way with words, okay? That's me, and I'm gonna be me. I like doing that because I got a bunch of vocabulary words. Don't be fooled now. I'm quite edumacated, all right? I know how to shift based off my audience, but this is my show. So this is how I'm going to flow. So the word get in me, it will help me fight off some stuff that I would do and I would say to you, right? Yeah, yeah. And when the devil comes to suppress me, I've been there. I know how it feels to be rejected, to be forgotten, to be called names, to be put down, to be lied on, throwing all these fiery darts at me. But if my mind would take a moment and stop and remember, he said, if I put on the whole armor of God, he said, I can stand. One of the items of the whole armor of God is the helmet, my mind. So when the devil comes to try to knock you, you got to fight, okay? This ain't no, I'm going to walk down the park, do a little stroll and come back home journey. It's a fight. You got to fight to think on these things. Why do I feel like I'm preaching? Maybe I am. Yeah. You have to fight the thing. What is the truth in the matter? What's the honest truth? What are these things that are just? He said, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, will try to set me up ain't lovely, pure, or true. What's a good report? If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And I know there's another one in the book of, is it 1st or 2nd Corinthians chapter 13? I don't know why that scripture come to my mind. May the seasoned saint look that up. Why do I see that the Lord just keeps showing me 1st and 2nd Corinthians? So I probably need to read the whole daggone both of the books. But I see that a lot of, there's some scriptures that will help our mind shift. At the beginning of the show, I will talk to y'all about the mindfulness app that's on the Apple 8 series watch. Okay? When you do the reflection one, it tells you to stop, pause, and it tells you what to think about. It comes up on your watch. And what you think about, what everything that is said, I notice is positive. Nothing to knock down how you feel. It's supposed to for you to take a moment and think. It's a way, in a way, somebody took the Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and put it in a mindful app. That's all they did. So Apple Watch is bootlegging the church. I'm just saying. So I like it now. It's sanctified for me, y'all. It helped me. Oh, glory to God. One time I did it and fell asleep. Everything, my environment became so peaceful because my mind shifted. So when the devil try to come and make you think of something this and this and that, be like, I'm not even going to think about that. Or begin to shift into prayer mode and say, Lord, I need you to help me with these thoughts. This is what I feel. This is what I'm thinking. And God, what you got to say about it? Order my footsteps. Before I even get there, Holy Spirit, meet me there. You'd be surprised how those thoughts and how you feel begin to change. How I know this? Because I do it. I'm not going to tell you something I haven't done already. So that's your empowerment moment. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Doses.